Unit 15. Cloning Extinct Animals.
When Scottish scientists created the first cloned mammal, a sheep named Dolly, in 1996, they certainly opened an ethical can of worms. Many people believe that cloning represents man's attempt to play God and want to see it banned. Since the cloning of Dolly, several countries, including the United States, Britain, and Japan, fearing that humans would be next to be cloned, have passed legislation prohibiting the cloning of humans. There are also many who say that cloning research involving other animals should be banned as well. One scientist who doesn't go along with this point of view is Michael Archer, director of the Australian Museum. Archer supports a proposed project to try to bring back the extinct Tasmanian tiger. He believes people played God by killing off all of the Tasmanian tigers, but through cloning, the mistake could be corrected. The Tasmanian tiger, also known as thylacine, was not actually a tiger. In fact, it was more closely related to Australia's kangaroos and koalas because, like these other marsupials, females had a pouch for raising their young. People called this animal a tiger because of the stripes along the animal's back. But it was also called by other names, including the Tasmanian wolf, the zebra wolf, and the opossum hyena. Before the 1800s, this animal could be found all across Australia. But when settlers from Europe came to Australia, they found that Australia was a very good place to raise sheep. Unfortunately, many of these sheep were killed by Tasmanian tigers, so people began to hunt the tigers. There was even a law passed that said the government would pay people who turned in dead Tasmanian tigers. By the 1930s, it looked like all of these animals might be killed, so the law was changed to protect them. But it was too late. In 1936, the last known Tasmanian tiger died in a zoo in Tasmania, the same year the law was passed to protect them. Since that time, no evidence has been found of any living Tasmanian tigers in the wild, although many people over the years claim to have seen one. But a surprising discovery was made in 2001. A jar containing a preserved Tasmanian pup was found in the Australian Museum. The jar had been sitting in the museum since 1866, and by a lucky coincidence, the pup had been preserved in alcohol rather than another kind of preservative. The alcohol did not destroy the pup's DNA, so that gave researchers the idea to try to use genetic material from the pup to clone a Tasmanian tiger. Books and movies like Jurassic Park have made cloning look easy, but in reality, researchers say they are a long way from actually cloning an extinct animal. The only currently living cloned animals came from experiments on living species. In these experiments, the eggs that grew into the cloned animals developed inside host mothers of that same species. But since there are no living female Tasmanian tigers to act as mothers, a different species would need to act as the host mother. Researchers need to learn a lot more about the possibilities of this process before any extinct species can be cloned. The project achieved its first breakthrough in 2002, when they managed to make duplicates of sampled genes from the pup, the first step towards reproducing the full DNA of the animal. To help the museum with its goal, the state government of New South Wales has established a fund to raise money for the project. What Professor Mike Archer and his team are attempting is as scientifically exciting and technically challenging as splitting the atom or landing a man on the moon, said Maurice Palot, the producer of a television documentary on the cloning efforts.